Hello and welcome to the Carolina Shout Podcast. My name is Ethan Uselin, and I've got another action-packed episode for your enjoyment. First, I'm going to conduct a musical experiment. Music is both an art and science, and in the name of science, I'm going to combine two different substances, and I will record the results. Don't worry, I've got safety goggles on and a lab coat, so I won't get my tuxedo dirty. And after the science experiment, I will introduce a new segment called Book Report, in which I tell you about a book that I read, and I play music that has to do with it. And the book that I read was about a fake doctor who did some really bad things, but still was almost elected governor of Kansas. It's a true story. And then finally, after the book report, I'll play something tasteful to help steady your jumpy nerves so that when you're done listening to the podcast, you can go back to your life refreshed and ready to take on any of the challenges that life throws your way. Satisfaction guaranteed. Okay, let's get started. So, as I was saying, music is both an art and a science. And a scientist might say, hey, I wonder what happens if I combine two elements together, like plutonium with moronic acid, or draculin with diabolic acid, and so on and so forth. Well, the same kind of scientific questioning goes on with piano music. As a piano scientist, I have long wondered what would happen if you combined, say, Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata with Boogie Woogie. Would there be a spontaneous combustion, an ionic bond, a covalent bond, a municipal bond? I don't know. There's only one way to find out, and here we go, in the name of science. I present you Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata combined with Boogie Woogie.
Thank you.
Okay, so that's what happens when you take a couple strands of Beethoven's DNA and switch it out with a couple strands of Pinetop Smith's DNA. It's called playing God, and it's very dangerous, and you should not try it at home. Okay, now it's time to introduce a new segment I put together called Book Report with Ethan.
Book report, a 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 book report with Ethan.
I just read a great book called Charlatan by Pope Brock. Man, this was a great book and I give it 5 stars. And it's nonfiction, 100% true. It's about a guy in the 1920s and 30s who posed as a doctor without any credentials or medical training whatsoever. John Romulus Brinkley was his name, and he went by Dr. John R. Brinkley. And he started out selling worthless vials of snake oil and various cure-alls, but he eventually got more ambitious. This was 80 years before the invention of Viagra, so he didn't have any strong competition when it came to cures for male sexual problems. So what Dr. Brinkley did, and I'm putting doctor in air quotes, was that he took men to his clinic, and in the basement of the clinic, there was a room full of Toggenburg goats, and the patient would select a goat, and they'd all go upstairs, and the procedure would soon begin. And you might want to turn the volume now, because it gets a little gross, because I'm going to tell you that Dr. Brinkley would then transplant the goat testicles into his patients. Yes. Ready? Okay, turn the volume back up. He transplanted the goat testicles into his patients. It's disgusting. I warned you. Needless to say, this resulted in, at best, the placebo effect, and at worst, people died. Yeah, people died from this. He was a murderer. And it gets even worse because his fame spread, like positive fame, and he became this close to winning the election for Kansas governor. Can you imagine a con artist elected to a high position of power in the American government? Well, I can imagine that. Actually, but it didn't happen in the case of Dr. Brinkley, thank God. And Dr. Brinkley had an interesting influence on the history of music as well. He bought giant radio stations to advertise his medical practice, and his radio programs included live music, and that's where the Carter family got their start. So Dr. Brinkley was, in an indirect way, a pioneer of country music. It's craziness. But what does this have to do with old-timey piano? Well, his campaign song from 1932 is in the University of Kansas Library, and they were kind enough to send me a copy of it. And as much as I think Dr. Brinkley was an absolute monster, I can't resist.
Now listen, everybody, there's a man you ought to know. He'll always be a friend to you no matter where you go. He's not afraid to speak his mind, and when he does, look out. That's why we want you all to come and join us while we shout. He's the man, he's the man, he's the man who's known as Dr. Brinkley. He's the man, who's the man, he's the man, who's the man. He's the one and only Dr. Brinkley. He'll tell you wrong from right, he'll stand right up and fight. He'll clean out and keep clean, you'll see. He's the man, who's the man? He's the man, just the man. He's the man we want to guide us, Dr. Brinkley. You wrong from right, he'll stand right up and fight. He'll clean out and keep clean, you'll see. He's the man, who's the man? He's the man, just the man. He's the man we want to guide us, Dr. Brinkley.
He's the man, all right. A very, very bad man. Did you catch that part about how he'll clean out and keep clean? That was his slogan, which he plagiarized from a laxative. And as far as the music goes, it was written by Maudie Butler Schreffler. not exactly a household name. I tried to find some information about her, and all I found was that her name was listed in a 1944 directory of radio station employees. So she was the musical director of WIBW Topeka. So I'm happy to see that she and Dr. Brinkley went their separate ways. I hope she just wrote that song, took his money, and had nothing to do with the guy again. That guy was bad news. So that concludes the Dr. Brinkley portion of today's show. Hope you were not traumatized by the story of Dr. Brinkley. If you were, just send me a check for $49.99 and I'll send you Ethan's relaxation ointment and it will make you feel better. Or if you'd prefer, I will play some piano for you and I'll play something pretty so you can forget about that scary but true tale I just shared with you. So do you know the song Stars Fell on Alabama? Yes? No? Well, it's a pretty song from the 1930s and I love it. I think it's just beautiful. It's the opposite of everything Dr. Brinkley-esque. So let's clean out and keep clean by listening to me play Stars Fell on Alabama for you. Sometimes it's just nice to play a classic jazz standard. Works as well as any laxative on the market, in my opinion. And speaking of over-the-counter medicinal products, time for a word from our sponsor.
I'm just wild about Ethan's relaxation ointment. Ethan's relaxation ointment. I can't live without Ethan's relaxation ointment. Ethan's relaxation ointment. When life gets stressful and frenetic, this stuff makes you feel copacetic. All I crave is Ethan's relaxation ointment. Ethan's relaxation ointment. Lavender bath salts won't do. When I'm feeling stressed and nervous, I just rub the stuff on my epidermis. Ethan's relaxation ointment.
I love you.
Okay, it's been a fun show, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Kate, let's roll the credits. Oh. Okay. Well, my producer, Kate, who's also my wife, is telling me that we have a few more minutes of space in the podcast to fill up. I was hoping to go catch some Pokemon, Kate. I know they're not real, but they're real to me. Okay. All right. Okay, so I'm going to play two original songs that I have composed, and that will fill up the rest of the time of the podcast, just a few minutes. And the first song will be called Eggs in the Coffee, which is 1930s slang for piece of cake. And the second song is called Copacetic, which is another old slang word that people still use every once in a while, and it means everything's cool. I did some Googling of 1930s slang to come up with titles. So now I present you Eggs in the Coffee, followed by Copacetic. Copacetic, what a great word. Now, I'm going to go catch some Pokemon, and you can listen to the credits. You have been listening to the Carolina Shout Podcast. The host and piano player is me, Ethan Uslin. The chief audio engineer is Kate Uslin. That's right, she was promoted to chief audio engineer, and now she has her own elite parking spot here at Uslin Studios in Charlotte, North Carolina. She also gets a coupon for free spinach Florentine flatbread at TGI Fridays, redeemable anytime the Cubs win the World Series. As for any comments regarding Ludwig von Beethoven, I plead the Fifth Symphony. No Tongenberg goats were harmed in the creation of this podcast, although we did shave an alpaca or two. This project was made possible by the North Carolina Arts Council, a division of the Department of Cultural Resources, the Blumenthal Endowment, and the Arts Council of Mecklenburg County.